Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily, mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. We serve a God who thinks of everything. And what he does for us, if we could see all the wonderful things he's doing on our behalf, people think a certain way. And the Lord prepare the right people to come into your presence. And some people they live the light of God's word. They have revelation and they live it. And it gives people a living chance to see that God is good. He calls some of the most unusual people to preach his word and minister life to his people. And they work to get our attention and help us grow. And as we go forward, doing all that's in his heart, we can do all things through him. And we help others see God. We help other people know what he's like. It's all about love. Through our love, we can go forward. And we help others go forward. We help others see that may not see. I saw a documentary once, and it was about people who have died and what happened. And one lady, she died. She didn't go to heaven. And the medical people worked with her and they got her back. But she was about to be trapped on the wrong side of eternity. And she thought that she was right with God, but she was not. And we have to remember, everybody don't know God. And they're about to be trapped on the wrong side of eternity, where they can never, ever enjoy time again. You're going to hate the fact that you exist if you go to hell. This is a serious problem. And people think about it so casually. There's so many traps out there in life, in this world. Now, last week we talked about different worlds in one world. There are different societies, different belief systems. You know, people think a certain way in their culture. And the enemy, just like the Lord, have people to come and minister life and change people's worlds. You know, they walk in with the light of Christ and it makes people think. They see that God loves them, just like the Bible say. But see, the enemy also give people false interpretations and false opinions and false thoughts against God, doubtful thoughts. And then there are some people who once went to church and they did everything, they did things that people do in church, but they never got to know God. They never fell in love with his ways. They never sought him out. They never sought him personally. They always went by what other people suggested. And they never got to know him for themselves. And some of them did get saved. They actually believed on Jesus and they felt his peace. They had a first love just like most of us. And then they didn't fill their heart with God's word. They did the opposite of all the things that the Lord encourages his people to do. See, if we got saved and there was no tempter to tempt us back into the world, to entice us to go back and do the wrong things, if there was no tempter, no evil, and no evil thinking people to aggravate us, then a lot of people would hang on in there. But that's just not the way it is. Satan has a network just like God has a network. And sometimes his network is bigger. And the advantage that Satan has is everybody came out of darkness. And darkness and the way of this world is what we're used to. We have to learn about faith and we have to learn how to prosper. We have to learn to be healed. We have to learn what's ours, then learn about faith and how to act on it. And everything we need, the Lord gives us. Gives it to us He give us revelation as we can receive it, as we seek Him. And most of the time, we don't learn anything new unless we're seeking God. Even if you're around an arena where people are giving you information. Some people happen to go to a good church and the pastor's wise and he explained things that should be explained. And he's bold enough to tell people the truth. And he nourished people with the sincere milk of the word and also sound doctrine. Now, a couple of days ago, the Lord said, people treat God just like they treat sound doctrine. Some people won't endure sound doctrine because sound doctrine requires you to change your life. It requires you to do things differently than the world system. Sound doctrine it's a call to act on love. It is the knowledge of love. And it drives out the Canaanites. Sound doctrine drives, just like Israel had to drive out the Canaanites. They had to do the hard work. They had to drive people out of the land. And in your heart, you have to drive out evil thoughts. You can't just let them sit there. And so the people who backslide, they let the wrong thing sit there. They believe the wrong thing. And they let it get in their heart. And they get distracted by racism. They get distracted by pride. They get distracted by lust. And they get distracted by greed. Anything. Animosities. Strifes. And then when people get in a strife, they want other people to be on their side against the person that they're in strife with. They always do. They need to kill their strife and stop trying to get me to join in on their strife. When people get divorced, they go to all their friends. See, sometimes couples have mutual friends, and they tell them what the other person did. And they want them to be mad at them and remain being their friend. And it puts people in a terrible position that they don't want to be in. Now, people love both people, and you got to understand that. If you fall out with somebody, and find out ways you can make up, or at least agree to disagree. Everybody just don't agree all the time. And if they decide not to stay together, then they stop him. It's not right to involve other people in your misery. We need to help people heal, not divide. But sound doctrine will have you to do things the right way and not go around bashing people. But some people don't endure sound doctrine. They listen to Satan because Satan's ways seem more convenient. There's a slumber comfort to it. You don't have to do anything. You just ride. In the world system, you just ride. In God's system, you drive. In the world system, you just ride. You ride alone. You take whatever comes, and it's God's will. That's how the world system operates. But in the kingdom of God, you do what Jesus does. You drive things out of your life. You go where you're going. You take the high road. You go the way of God. You do things God's way. You take time and learn. In the world, you don't take time and learn. Whatever happens is okay. And the enemy, his dirty work, he blames that on God. When things go wrong, when people get in strife, when they drag you in their mess, now you're in strife and it wasn't even your fight. Or you're so greedy that you always get in debt and make your life miserable. Everything the Lord warned us about, it's a road of misery, and the Lord knows it. The lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. It's a road, all three of those roads is the world's, that's the wide road. It's a road full of misery. Because when you're greedy, the lust of the eye can't be satisfied. No matter what you gain, you got to have more. And lust and greed always lead to pride. Your quest in life is to be better than others. If somebody else live in a nice neighborhood, you got to find a better neighborhood. And there are couples who work two jobs, and they get way over their head in debt trying to live better than others, trying to keep up, not only keep up with the Joneses, but be better than the Joneses. Now, among mutual friends, they want to at least do better than their mutual friends. And then when they move somewhere, somebody's going to always have something better. And eventually they're going to try to keep up with them too and do better than them. Pride has no rest. It's evil. You can't enjoy time. If you get a smaller house will aggravate people of pride. They want a house with 19 rooms and 5 bathrooms, and they can't be settled. There's no rest to it. It's not even logical. And they can't enjoy it for working all the time. And if it was paid for, it's still just a house that you got to clean up. There's no end to it. A man that loves silver can't be satisfied with silver. They can't enjoy their precious children for wanting something else. Now that's excessive. Now most people are not that extreme with it, but that's where it ends. And it takes you, the enemy, he'll take the rest out of your life. If you get too bogged down, you can't learn from God, because you're distracted. The cares of this world and the lust of other things entering in, it chokes the word that gives you life. Sometimes you have to study the word and build your heart up, and then live. Then go out and get something manageable. See, you can't rush. God didn't design prosperity to be rushed. It has to be built. You have to drive your life the way you want it. You have to govern your life. And that's what's been missing. People try to attain things without a foundation. You know, everybody needs a skill that they love doing. That's very important. My mother said, you're going to have to work. You might as well do something you enjoy, and it won't seem like work. And she was right. If you do what's in your heart, what God put there in the first place, you're going to be happy. I wouldn't be happy working in an office managing other people. I wouldn't. That's not what I would want to do. Give me some wrenches and tell me and point me in the direction where I can fix something, and I'll be all right. That's where I flourish. That's where I do. That's what I like. Now, I'm a businessman, but not by choice. I had to do that in order to do what I do. When I first started out, I was lied to all the time. But it was also in my heart to have my own business so I could control my own destiny and not work somebody else's hours. I could work my own, because family is very important to me, and I wanted to be with my family every day, and I still do. And I wanted to have a job that was family oriented. That's why I didn't want to be a carpenter, because from a carpenter, I got to fix houses who knows where. I have to go all over the place to build a house. And I like it, but I wouldn't want to do that for a living. I may have to build a house out of state and be away from my family. I wouldn't be happy doing it. And some people can handle it, but I wouldn't like it. I want something I can come home every day. And I can do my profession in my garage. So everything is, you know, you have to consider what you like. Some people love to have new sceneries. They don't want to work at the same place all the time. So what works for one don't work for others. So, you know, but what's in your heart? Explore what's in your heart. As we build our heart, fill our heart with God's word, we can build our life. And we'll do a fantastic job building our life if we receive God's word. Now, just like God sends people to out in the field, and see, the world itself, this one world is like one big field, but there's different types of people out there in the field. And the Lord, he can evaluate everything. He know where you'll be affected, and he know what kind of people you can reach and what kind of people will hear your ministry and will accept you. So he'll prepare you and send you to them. Now, when that's in place, you can win more souls. And then they'll be activated and they'll win souls. There are some people that will receive your personality just like sometimes the people you grew up with won't. And sometimes they will. God knows. Now, the enemy is different. He sends people to cripple things, to mess things up. If they get in greed and pride and lust, if they're in greed again, let's do greed, they got to have more than everybody else. Well, they become miserable people, and they bring a misery to their world. They're the kind of people that start, you know, they may run a Ponzi scheme because they always get out of hand. They'll borrow money and not pay it back. They're going to crash somewhere. And when they do, they involve other people. And they're clever. They use their God-given abilities to do wrong. But even if they don't run scams, they still create a misery. And when you try to tell them about Christ, they're too bogged down with the cares of this world to flourish right. They've gotten themselves trapped. And it takes a strong anointing and a lot of love to get them out of that trap. It's just like a person that has lust of the flesh. That's a terrible problem because it's embarrassing and they want to keep it secret. And they flirt with other people's wives. They get to where they can't control it, and they need deliverance from it. You know, and sometimes they flirt with other people's husbands. There are women that get in that problem too, and it becomes a terrible problem. And the enemy, these things attach Satan to your life. They operate as puppet strings and they control you. They have you riding along in his car and not driving your own car. The world system, it don't fight Satan. There's nothing in the world system that tell you to resist the enemy. All of that comes from the Lord. The Lord said, resist the devil and he will flee from you. Draw near to God. Submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. That's what the word says to him. But not the world. The world, it just say ride along. Decide to say, well, there's no proof there's a devil. They wrong. There's no proof there's God. They wrong too. So the devil lies on every front. He's got a lie for the scientist, the logical mind. He's got a lie for the deceptive people. He's got a lie for people that's greedy, a lie for people that's lustful, a lie for people that's proud in their heart. And there are different forms of deceptions. And the Lord will help us go forward in our battles, win and not surrender. God loves us. The Word of God helps us in every way and in every category. So, as we go forward doing God's Word, we come out of all of Satan's traps, all of them. When that happens, our lives look better than others. People will envy the sincere joy that a couple has and the way that they raise their children in the way of God. And they're wiser in their endeavors. They don't work all the time. They don't bite off more than they can chew. And they do well in life. And they can drive good running cars that's not the newest and fastest and have the most gadgets on it. But they're happy from the heart. And eventually when people see it, they're going to want in on it. They're going to want to be that way. So, The light of God's word is better than everything Satan has. And proud people, they can't have it because they won't listen. They got to be better than somebody else. And it always causes trouble. It always causes more trouble than it's worth. So, what you have to do is take time and listen to the Lord. Fill your heart with His word. There were five wise virgins. They kept oil in their lamp. When they were waiting on the bridegroom, they trimmed their lamp. They saved the word that was in their heart. Then there were five foolish virgins who won't listen. They wouldn't listen. They wasted the oil in their lamp. They didn't replace it. They didn't trim their lamp. They wasted the light that God gave them. So what you have to do, my friend, is fill your heart with His word and learn how the kingdom of heaven works. And then you can go forward and not backwards. You can do well. And you can flourish in this life. You can accomplish things. That's good things. And your pattern, you leave a pattern of good works because you embrace and receive sound doctrine. See, when people get too attached to the world system and the world's way of doing things, it makes them dependent on a lie. They're like the donkey, you know. They try to chase a carrot that's tied to his head and he can't catch it. They're always chasing after the wind. And then if they are in lust, they can't be satisfied. See, lust can't satisfy you. It makes you a slave of Satan. If you serve sin, you're a slave to that sin. And the end game is Satan, because he's got the sin. He's controlling you with your sin. Cain murdered his own brother because his brother did better than him. He hated his brother because his brother did better. If you just do what you're supposed to do, you'll enjoy life. And it really won't matter what other people do, good or bad. But you want to see them do well, because that's love. Love is not selfish. It's not preeminent, which is worse than being selfish. It doesn't get mad when other people succeed. And the Lord puts successful people in your sight so that you can be more successful. You'll learn a greater part of His wisdom. But preeminence is deadly. And then laziness. Some people are lazy and they still want to be better than others. I'm going to tell you something about lazy people. They kill things. Laziness is a death. Things start dying when you're lazy. Your muscles get weak. You're not using your mind. It gets weak. Whatever you're not using gets weak. And the things that's supposed to be fulfilling is not. And it caused other people to do their work. So the business start dying. It interrupts people's lives. Laziness is a death. But when we fill our heart with God's word, we solve that problem. We want to do something. We want to act on the love of God. And we bring something greater every time we obey the Lord. We do better and better. And that's what's important. The life of God needs to be seen and known in every world, among every group of people, so that they can have a living chance. Otherwise, they're going to go to a devil's hell and not recover from it. And hell wasn't designed for men. It was designed for rogue angels that fell in love with Satan's works. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.